When you're with Amex Business Platinum, going the extra mile for your business pays off. With 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com, you can earn more points to help grow your business. And with access to more than 1,400 lounges globally through the American Express Global Lounge Collection, including the Centurion Lounge,
can I get you a refill?
You can stay fresh wherever your business travel takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
AMD.
Yeah.
Is it time to sell AMD?
AMD has historically been one of my favorite companies of all time. And before, I was an NVIDIA fanboy, AMD probably led that position. Mm-hmm. But I think it's time to have a conversation if it's time to cut loose. And I think, yes, if AMD gets to $53.16, I would then want to reposition in. But when I'm looking at an investment, of course, I'm always looking at to build, like you said, build a table, right? So who are the four in that space? And if we're going to be honest, AMD is not on the Mount Rushmore of chip makers anymore. They have some considerable competition. I'm not sure.
You said what?
Who's the Mount Rushmore? That's like the thing now. Who's the Mount Rushmore?
NVIDIA, yeah. TSM, okay. ASML. Shit,
Broadcom?
For sure, Qualcomm. Okay. Yeah.
No. So, you said Qualcomm. I said Broadcom.
Oh, Broadcom. Them two. Qualcomm better too, if we're going to be real.
All right, cool. That's fair.
AMD is entering, I don't want to say it, but Intel-ish like territory of a bear drop. So if I look, they've had 7 negative months.
Yeah.
In a stock. So at this point, unless you're getting it at a historic low, because now, given the climate that we're in with the policies, tariffs, Trump versus Powell, the thing that is great about it is that we are entering generational buying opportunities, but I don't think we've gotten there yet. So 55.16 is one level that I do like it. If it ever got to $25.82, I would probably put a considerable amount of money there, mid six figures probably. But as of right now, I would not leg into AMD until the market and global economy turns around.
Well, I guess I got to appreciate that you didn't sit here with dead. I appreciate it. We'll take that.
No, of course not. No, not dead. Just injured.
Yeah, this is bear's territory over the past 12 months. And I'll lead with this. NVIDIA, before I had 1,000 shares in NVIDIA, AMD was the company that was my 1,000 shares. I sold some. I think we got down to like 113.
Smart move.
Which was all right. Well, let's take profit. My buy-in for everybody was $75, and we're approaching 75 here. And it's interesting you said the $55 range, which is crazy, because if you go out on the 5-year chart and you look at the trend line, it makes a lot of sense why you said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's below all of our EMAs that we talk about on Market Mondays, whether it's the 50-day, whether it's the 100-day, 200
dang,
on the yearly. The 400-day moving average was 78.76. And so we're like floating right above, well, 113, I'm sorry, on the 1 year. On the 5-year chart, check this out.
Yeah.
The 400 EMA is 78.76. And so we're talking back to 2021. And if you look at that chart, you could be saying, all right, there's some room for optimism, right? In 2021, when it hit this low level or it touched that 400 EMA, we saw it bounce up. And then we saw a pullback in 2022. And so now we watched what happened in 2024 and that drop now, and we're about to hit the 400-day again. Is there an uptrend? Well,
no.
I would feel confident about it if there wasn't so much uncertainty around semiconductors and especially what the president is doing. I guess the only bright news, and we kind of talked about a little bit, is when we're talking about America First in terms of chips, they're the first company to step up and saying, like, we're going to be the first ones to make our GPUs solely here in the United States. I don't know what that's going to mean, and especially when the GPU market, I mean, it's going to be dominated by NVIDIA for the next 5 years. They will be number two. And we kind of like talked about price points a little before we came on camera. That will be, to me, the only way that they can break ground in that race for GPUs is to have a price point that's affordable, that makes sense to small cap to new business startups in terms of GPU compute. So I still have the shares. I still have some calls out
to
2027 on them. So we'll see what happens in the next few months when, in terms of the uncertainty with the semis. I know there's supposed to be a tariff coming on them. But yeah, if I'm doing it today, I like the level you said. 78 would be a level that it's all right. Well, you know what? If I haven't invested it before, this might be a good opportunity. But yeah, yeah. I can't see it going down to 25 for sure.
But
if we get lower than 75, then we're dropping down to the 60s for sure. So
Rashad, you want to go to your theory about you had to take it a year
about pricing?
What?
Let's go there.
Well, let's see if he wants to, because he may not like wants the to same way you're checking him out. Warriors point. Good job.
Well, it's one of these things. Before we go to AMD, AMD's down 55%.
Yep. So it's bearish.
It's beyond bearish. That's polar bearish. Yeah. But also, this goes back
Kodiak to, for real. So,
this goes back to the theory of individual stocks are very risky. Mm-hmm. It's not a good idea to invest in individual stocks. Even Ian, when he says like two techs to index, it's only two stocks. It's extremely dangerous to invest in individual stocks, because even if every, like Facebook, we've seen two stocks go up and come down historically. Facebook back to damn near back to its 52-week low. If it's continued this trend for another week, Tesla, we saw that skyrocket. Yeah. So it's like even a good company, you never know economic environment, political environment. It's safer to invest in an index fund or ETF. It's just you're playing a very dangerous game when you're putting money in the individual stocks, especially substantial amount of money.
Yeah,
that's dangerous. And AMD is a company that, it's down damn near 60%. That's dangerous, right? Like if you have a lot of money in there, or if you trade in, because if you trade in, you're going to lose more. So I think that this is highlights that if you want the chips, SMH is not down as much as that, right? Like it's just a safer way to go about it. And the number one rule is safety first. Like you gotta play defense. You always gotta play defense. So we'll see what happens with AMD. But it's dangerous times right now that we're in.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, going the extra mile for your business pays off. With 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com, you can earn more points to help grow your business. And with access to more than 1,400 lounges globally through the American Express Global Lounge Collection, including the Centurion Lounge,
can I get you a refill?
You can stay fresh wherever your business travel takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. see a trading opportunity, you will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.